You know, it's a nice anecdote with Joyce that a young writer knocks at his door once, and it's late at night, and Joyce is in his nightgown, and opens the door, and there's this young guy in there and says, "Forgive me, I know it's a little bit late, but I've come to you to ask you for advice." And he slammed the door, you know? And he was walking upstairs, and then he walks down, opens the door, and screams at this young guy. He says, "But don't give up, but don't give up." which is kind of nice on Joyce's part, you know?
We wanted to do one thing. I'm the editor, and he's also on the editorial board of this. This is our magazine. We wanted to give you that.
Okay.
But we also wanted to invite you, if you'd like, to send us a few poems. We'll definitely publish them in the next issue.
Okay. I have them in Spanish. I have to get the translations done, or would you handle them?
We
I mean, it's up to you. I have translators. I can ask people to...
I mean, I think we would even do both, where we would maybe do it in Spanish and English.
That would be great.
We have a pretty big Spanish population at Cal State LA is speaking, but also I kind of like seeing them next to each other.
You know this magazine?
Oh, I should have brought some extras. Next, I'll get you guys that. I like the two next to each other.
Of course.
So, Dr. Ramey would probably. Yeah.
So this is one issue?
This is our one issue.
So this is the way you publish it?
This issue was a special edition because our art director was finishing her thesis, and she's this really up-and-coming young magazine. The young lady's going to work at a magazine at some point. This is, our magazine was part of her master's thesis, so she made this really artful, experimental design, if you will.
Our theme was bold. So a lot of the issues before this, actually I think all the issues before that were in one piece.
Yeah.
And part of the literature and part of the graphic art has all been bold. So we decided to do like a three-part magazine and have it bounded with that red belly band you see right there.
You know, one thing I could suggest to you, I mean, I'm honored and happy to contribute, but maybe to expand it a bit, maybe you can think in terms of an issue dedicated to this kind of neo-baroque, more dense or organic poetry, where you can do something bilingual and include both sides of the aisle. People like Paul or Amalio. Amalio does something that would fit perfectly well into an issue like this, together with a few of his so-called neo-baroque poets, and I can get your names and you can write to them and ask for material. And get this stuff translated. In the case of Amalio, you don't have to translate into his English into Spanish because he fools around with the two languages and does like a Madueñoism situation, a language that is very peculiar with him. It's very peculiar.
Nobody does it as well as him.
No, I think I go beyond that statement. I think nobody does it. He's the only one that does this. I've been talking about this in Latin America because I think it's a fascinating thing. I think it's very unique, you know?
I'd love to see it. Love to.
Yeah. And in Paul's case, we can take a few poems and get them translated into Spanish.
You know, this is a great idea, and I think we can do it. We have like a board that makes the decisions, but
okay.
I'm kind of myself and him and a few other... I'm going to present it to Dr. Ramey, and I bet she would
She's kind of
the one that makes all the decisions, but then she has enough faith in me to listen to me a lot of the time. So,
you know, for instance, Paul, I'm thinking, say, an issue with the two of you, myself, of course, and then, say, Eduardo Espina, who lives in here, who's very heavy poetry, but some of the poems are already... are already translated into English.
Is he in Massachusetts?
No, he's at Texas A&M in College Station. Crazy guy, interesting guy. And for instance, maybe some of Perlonga, who's already dead, he died of AIDS about 12 years ago. But his poetry is unbelievable.